A reading from the book of Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 19. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later, but Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt and led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Okine, Messiah Lutheran Church, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Old Testament records that no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Knowing about the exodus of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and all the miracles God performed through Moses, you can understand why the author came to this conclusion. I watched Charlton Heston's Ten Commandments many years ago as a teenager. It made a huge impression on me. Although judging by today's technological advances, the technology then was ancient, I still think it was very well done. If that is all I knew, I myself would say the same thing about Moses. Evidently, the recipients of the letter of Hebrews were drawing the same conclusion about Moses as the greatest prophet ever to live on this earth. They were Jewish Christians who were facing persecution, and they found it safe to revert to the Old Testament background and to the various sacrifices that they were required to do so that they would not be seen by the authorities as different. Perhaps it is not surprising that they were doing this. When there is some severe crisis, people want to be able to go to their safe place. Nobody likes to suffer. We too will do whatever we can to avoid the pain that sometimes goes with being a true Christian. The writer reminded the recipients that they had stood firm in the face of some persecution before in the past, and there was no need for them to fall back to their Old Testament religious background with their sacrifices, because one greater than Moses had come as their savior. Moses was great, no doubt, but still he was a servant in God's house. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, is the Son of God. He is the one they have believed in, and There was therefore no need to go back and rely on the servant when the son is available to them. When you face difficulties in this world, are you tempted to reassess your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you think he's not able to help you in those situations that you face? Therefore, you will not even bother to pray to him anymore. In those times, do you doubt his love for you? Do you think that he does not care, as the disciples once said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" There is no one who could possibly love you more than Jesus. There is no one who could possibly care more about you than Jesus. He, the Son of God, who could have stayed in heaven and watched you head straight to a permanent rendezvous with the devil and suffer for eternity, came down to earth because of you. Instead of allowing you to meet with the devil, he has intervened with his suffering, death, and resurrection, so that by continuing faith in him, you may get to live with him in peace and joy for eternity when he returns. That is his promise to you today, tomorrow, and forever, and he will fulfill it. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Okine for this meditation on God's Word.